Protests outside, apologies inside.
And we are extremely sorry.
The four former bosses of Britain's two biggest troubled banks, the Royal Bank of Scotland and HBOS, gave a little of what the members of Parliament wanted to hear.
We are profoundly, and I think I would say unreservedly, sorry. At the turn of events,
there's a profound and unqualified apology for all of the distress that has been caused.
These were far cries from mea culpas. None of the four said it was their fault. But on the day that RBS confirmed another 2,000 job cuts, the former head, nicknamed Fred the Shred, for his cost-cutting after $140 billion worth of mergers, continues to be the focus of a lot of shareholder and union anger.
It's just too simple if you want to blame it all on me. Yeah. If you want to blame it all on me and close the book, that'll get the job done very quickly, but it does not go anywhere close to the cause of all of this.
The UK government has spent tens of billions of dollars buying stakes in these banks. The taxpayer now owns 43% of HBOS, which has merged with Lloyds TSB, and 68% of RBS. The RBS board was criticized for its takeover of Dutch bank ABN AMRO in 2007, just as the credit crunch took hold.
At that time, it seemed like a good thing to do. I bought a lot of shares in it the day it happened. I thought it was a good thing to do.
Critics say ABN AMRO was a deal too far.
You're still defending the great position of the bank on the 16th of September. Yeah. And we're listening here, thinking, well, hang on a minute, 3 weeks later, the government's having to put in £20 billion to keep that bank going.
The bonus culture also came under scrutiny.
There is no doubt that the bonus systems in many banks around the world have been proven to be wrong in the last 24 months.
The four men who explained themselves before Parliament on Tuesday all lost their jobs during the crisis. On Wednesday afternoon, it's the turn of those who now run Britain's banks. Jim Bolden, CNN, London.